Thank you for calling Union Savings Bank. Lila speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Elijah. Thank you for calling customer service. Did you opt in for a customer service callback?
Excuse me? I didn't call nobody.
Did you opt in for a customer service callback?
What do you mean? You're calling a financial institution.
Yes, did somebody there opt in for a customer service callback, ma'am?
Can you give me the name of the person and I could direct you?
No. They just opted in from a phone number.
Opted in from a phone number? Hold on 1 second.
I have the party number.
The party number is what number?
203-830-4222.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, Carlos speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. Did you opt in for a customer service callback, sir?
Is this Dynamic? What's the company name?
I'm just a third party.
Okay, well, I need to know where you're calling from because I did have someone that I reached out to. I'm trying to get solutions for a customer. Do you have any more information in regards to this call?
I just know that you opted in for a customer service callback, so I'm just calling you back.
Okay, and if I... All right, so... What company are you calling from? You're a third-party company, but who do you work with?
I work with over 400 companies.
Okay. So if I said yes, I did opt in to get a call back, what information are you going to disclose to me?
I just need the information that you're calling for.
Okay. I have a customer number. Let me see if that helps, all right? Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so the customer number is 262-904-521.
Okay. 262-904-521.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that number isn't pulling up. Can I get the customer zip code?
06810.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 06811.
Okay, 06811. Okay, what's the customer's name?
Francis Hood.
F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Okay, Sharon Hood. Okay, while that account loads, can I get a confirmation on the customer's address, please?
I can't disclose any of that information. I'm just calling because they're telling me that there was a purchase made. She's trying to get credited back the information, but they need confirmation from the bank first. I can't disclose any information about this customer, obviously. So I just need to know how we're going to go about crediting this customer since... She was told that she's going to get credit if you guys speak to the bank, which you're speaking to the bank currently of hers.
Okay, give me 1 second while her account loads.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are you talking about some charges for $39.99, $56, and $56.95?
Mm-hmm.
So the $56.95 came from when she did a $7.95 charge on 08/26/2022 for a KitchenAid mixer. And she was basically entering a contest to win that mixer, which was stated in the terms and conditions, which I will read to you as is. Let me go to it. So the terms and conditions read as contest terms and conditions. Congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 USD the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered to win for the price of $56.95 per monthly for $56.95 USD conveniently from your billing source to enter the sweepstakes and increasing your chance to win by 50%, i.e. 1 out of 50 and 1 out of 25, etc. You can cancel your membership at any time by calling or emailing if you do not feel that that this product is right for you, and we will stop all monthly charges and your payment method. You may cancel at any time or call or email to get a refund at any time.
Okay, so she did call to get the refund.
Okay, let's go to that.
Wait.
Let's go back. Okay, so what? What I can do is I can offer 35% refund of the $56.95.
35%, you're saying?
Yes, in the amount of $19.93.
She was under the impression she would get two of the $56.95 back, or at least half of each one of them. Is that not in your notes?
Go to this one. So it was crazy. Not in that one. No, it isn't. Let me go to this one. Okay. Customer called and introduced the charges. Stated she wants full refund of the dispute.
I'm just going to put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right, sorry about that.
Okay. So it stated, well, I see it in the notes now, that she stated that she already disputed the charge with the bank.
Correct. We weren't able to do anything because of the fact that she was engaging with you guys.
Yes.
So there's not really much we can do.
So a lot of she accepted a $76.94 refund.
She already did. Because I don't see anything in her account hitting that amount.
Charge rate closer for 12. Yeah, so like the order was on the 9th, it was flagged as a chargeback.
What date?
December 9th, 2022 at 12 a.m.
For the amount of how much?
It doesn't, it just says it was flagged as chargeback.
So that means you guys tried to give her money back and it didn't go through, or is that meaning that you guys did give her them?
Yes, and what was the reason for not going back? Chargeback was posted for 12/09/2022.
Yeah, so I don't see that going into the account. What was, does it have any more? Could you look into a little bit further, see why it wasn't credited correctly?
Let's see.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, my name is Demetrius. I'm the supervisor here. How can I help you with this?
How you doing, Demetrius? I'm just trying to figure this out to see how we can get our customer credit back for something that she said that she was going to get refunded, but will not get refunded until she speaks. You guys speak to the bank.
Right. I'm actually seeing here. On the 9th of December is in chargeback. Looks like they disputed the charge.
So what does the chargeback mean on your end?
It means they disputed the charge, so it's being charged back to us. They disputed charges. It looked like we probably won that dispute because it was a valid charge. But yeah, it looks like the customer did dispute the charge with that.
Okay, so is she going to be getting credit back or no credit back?
No credit back due to the chargeback. Once the account's been disputed with us and it goes to chargeback, there's mm-hmm. nothing we can do about it, unfortunately. That's why we kind of advise the customer to call back before the dispute or mm-hmm. To drop the dispute before it was processed. Then we could have issued that refund. But since it's in chargeback, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that, and I will see what the customer says. Thank you very much.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.